Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Team Board Podcast. Today with me, I've got Timmy, the guy that you saw from last episode, and Skeleton Plays, who we also got in last episode.
Hello, everybody.
And today, we are going to be talking about the vaulting system that's happening right now within the one and only Fortnite Battle Royale. So, let's do this. If you guys like these podcast episodes, please subscribe on the all platforms. We are available everywhere, and we'd really appreciate it if you subscribe. Also, you can go to the donation link in our podcast bio to support us. And you can send in a voice message and tell us what you think about the current vaulting system in Fortnite Battle Royale. Okay, let's do this.
I know for a fact that the reason Fortnite keep on unvaulting stuff and putting it back in is because of the zero point. It is very unstable. And the zero point controls everything on the Fortnite map or Fortnite everything. So that means it also controls the Fortnite vaulting system. So lots of things keep on going in and out.
So as you most of you guys know, if you played Fortnite still, the Flintlock got unvaulted, vaulted a week later, Hand Cannon got unvaulted, vaulted a week later. Right now the Rapid Fire SMG got unvaulted. Next week is probably gonna get unvaulted. What weapon do you think will be next?
I think it might be the revolver.
Silly too, because they've done a lot of pistols. The dualies to come back. Not the Deadpool ones, the normal dualies.
Yeah, because the Deadpool one, like, wasn't necessary.
Yeah. But anyways, all of this is happening because, like Andy said, the system is corrupted. If you go in-game, the zero point, it's got more cracks. It's got these things on the outside. There are too many portals coming out of it. And also, here's a little secret that some of you guys may know. If you dance in front of the zero point, the audio actually plays in reverse.
Uh-huh. I've actually danced before.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, what do you think the next season will be like? Because the season ends on March 16th. 3 days after my song comes out, I'll tell you more about it in the next podcast.
I've been following on in chapter 2, I've seen that one season is like all secret, and then the other season is like all like big and brand new. So I think we're gonna have something big and brand new in this next season.
Okay.
This season has been about secrets.
Yeah, true. Can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been thinking. Lots of people have been saying how things have been repeating themselves in the Fortnite story. So it started in Chapter 2 Season 4. In the OG Season 4, when Skeleton started playing, there were fake superheroes. And then in Chapter 2 Season 4, there were real Marvel superheroes.
Can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah.
It actually started at Chapter 2, Season 3, because, you know, Space Pro. Yeah, so.
But, and then in Chapter 1, Season 5, man, it was like Worlds Collide. It was like the real world and Fortnite.
Worlds Collide, and guess what's happening now? Worlds are colliding.
From video games, movies, everything is... It's all making sense. So, Chapter 1, Season 6 was about Darkness Rises. So, Chapter 2, Season 6. But the issue is, it's not even close to October.
I'm not sure it's going to be a Halloween season, but...
Yeah.
But it's going to be scary, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Everyone who works at the podcast... Sort of clickbait image on YouTube with a ghost meow school. That's obviously
I just thought something.
What?
I said something's gonna be big and brand new.
Yeah.
So So maybe we're getting Kevin back.
Everyone has been saying we haven't seen the last of Kevin. And we probably
haven't.
No, we haven't.
In lots of events, we've seen different types of Kevin.
Yeah, last event, Galactus event, it was one of the Easter eggs. But you know how the butterfly event had the cube and all of that? I noticed. Well, I think lots of people noticed. But in the Galactus Live event, when Galactus went into the rift, it was actually shaped like the butterfly.
Yeah.
I wonder what this season's live event is going to be out, if there is a live event.
I'm pretty sure the monster's going to come back, so from all the leaks I've heard.
The Devourer or the Mecha Team Leader?
The Devourer.
Okay. I wonder what Chapter 2 Season X will be like.
Chapter 2 Season X. Oh, I know.
What?
Everything's going to be trash.
Yeah. Woo.
And there's going to be this OP thing, definitely.
Yeah.
And then, I've been following on. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, basically everyone knows this. It's a big loop. But they didn't realize I'm pretty sure then we traveled into the past and we're going to season one of Fortnite. And we're going to go to season one. It keeps on going. But maybe the seven's going to stop the loop and we'll have a totally different thing.
Yeah. How come we are, ever since the season trailer came out and like the hints in Stealthy, ever since the Predator update, there has been no mention of the seven at all?
No, but there is the... Why would Agent Jonesy's boss say this and say do not draw the attention of the seven? If
probably because maybe they're the ones controlling the loop and they can stop it when they want to.
Seven.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about.
I think the seven is trying to stop the loop. Because remember, then they know everything about the loop, and in season X chapter one,
yeah,
they tried to destroy the zero point, and the zero point.
Ah, true.
The loop.
True, actually. I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay. Well, I'll let you continue talking until I remember.
And they know the zero point is what makes the loop, so they try to destroy it. But I think this is what happened. Agent Jonesy, like pressed the button to redo all of the loop.
True. Now I remember what I was gonna say. So, recently, the last collaboration for Fortnite has come out, and the last character has came out from the Zero Point. And it is Ant-Man, very interesting. Wait, ever since Chapter 2 Season 2, we've been getting a consistent Marvel collab.
Yeah, well, that's because they teamed up with Disney, so.
Yeah, true, actually. Anyways, what else do you want to talk about in the Fortnite storyline?
I was going to say something. What is it? How they brought in from video games, but it's not.
Didn't Agent Jonesy use the Rift Gun?
Yeah, he did, like, then they brought them from a video game, but it kind of looked like an arcade machine, so I don't know how he went into an arcade
machine. Maybe, since Fortnite is a video game, maybe Fortnite is running on like a console or something, and then they change the game over, and then Agent Jones uses his Rift device to rift them into Fortnite. And that doesn't make any sense, actually.
This is my big question. When Jonesy went with his Rift gun in the Alien, inside of that little box, like on the last second, I saw a green thing. I don't know what it is.
Green thing. True.
Green thing. It had eyes and a nose, but it wasn't Baby Yoda.
Yeah. What next season, who do you think the secret skin will be? Oh, I'm planning ahead. I want to say something. The season's about to end, and Agent Jonesy hasn't became a skin. It's kind of worrying now.
No, but I think Agent Jonesy is going to be a big part next season, like he did this.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he comes as a skin next season.
A secret skin, maybe?
Why can't they just make him, like, tier one?
No, because that would be... I think he's better off as secret skin.
Okay.
Let's think about it.
Okay. Let's think. Wait, what? I've noticed another thing. What? Ever since season 2, we've been getting consistent collab secret skins.
Yeah.
What's your favorite collab skin that we've had?
That's a tough one.
You can choose up to two.
Okay, so mine would be Wolverine and Deadpool.
Deadpool. Okay. So now we're gonna move on from talking about the Fortnite storyline to talking about Fortnite platforms. Andy, you know what I'm gonna bring up when it comes to platforms.
Okay, you start it off. I'm just out of stuff.
Okay. So, as you guys know, if you've watched any of our other podcasts,
my videos.
Yeah. You will know that Skeleton here is a mobile player. So when Fortnite got removed in Chapter 2 Season 3, we asked everyone to say #FreeFortnite, but Apple was just no. But there's a way it could be coming back. See, I mean, technically, you can get it, but it's so complex.
And my part of it just doesn't want to work.
Yeah. So, apparently it's coming soon via a platform. NVIDIA GeForce Now.
No, I hate that.
Andy, that's how it's coming back.
I know, but I tried to do it, bro. I tried, but I couldn't log in because it wouldn't let me do two accounts, and I forgot my first account.
Well, anyways, then you can't move on. That is how Fortnite Mobile is supposed to be coming back soon via game streaming on Nvidia GeForce Now. They haven't really said when it's going to come out. But we know it's coming out because it's on GeForce Now and every other version apart from iOS. So, yeah. Also, I don't think we should talk about Fortnite platforms. Let's talk about guns. What on vaults do you think you want to get or we will get next season
when it comes to Unvault? I want to get the guided missile launcher.
Oh, we all do.
But they just like, can't you at least put it in creative?
Yeah.
It would be so much fun.
High explosives.
Yeah, it's so fun, and Fortnite just ruined it by taking away the guided missile.
Yeah.
Oh, but why did they take it out of creative?
Oh, the guns that I want back is I want every single shotgun, every single sniper, SMG, and AR back in the game.
Are you really sure?
What sounds OP in any of that list?
The Zapatron?
The Zapatron? When's the, Zaffatron is not a sniper.
Okay, what is it?
It's an energy weapon.
Yeah, but it doesn't classify as a weapon. It's rather than an AR or a sniper.
Of course they're not going to bring the Zaffatron back, okay?
Exactly. Why did you say, oh?
Oh, I wasn't counting the Zaffatron. The Zaffatron is an AR or a sniper. It's an energy weapon.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but anyways, what else sounds OP in the list, or is it fine now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, everyone wants back the pump, yeah? Uh-huh. But some people want other shotguns as well, such as me. Okay, guys, so that's all we've got to talk about today, I think. So, thank you for watching the Ultimate Podcast. And I'll see you next Sunday. Bye. Make sure to subscribe.
Bye.